Donald Trump is the son of a real estate mogul. He went to the Wharton Business School before inheriting his daddy's fortune and blowing it, filing for bankruptcy several times. He's an obnoxious know-nothing blowhard who still insists that he has somehow earned his position of privilege in our world. In the midst of his run for U.S. president, Trump made some controversial comments, claiming that Arizona Senator John McCain, a Vietnam vet and former POW, is not a war hero. As a consequence, the mainstream media has gone totally bonkers. Apparently, it's unthinkable to question McCain's war hero status. I'm not sure why. So look, we've got a situation here, similar to something a math whiz friend of mine once described. He said that if you lock 100 chimps in a room with a computer keyboard over a long enough trajectory, one of them, clicking at random, will type a Shakespearean sonnet. Now, what we're dealing with isn't a sonnet, but the same scenario. If a chimp named Donald Trump babbles long enough, he'll say something I agree with. So don't take this as an endorsement of that jackwagon, since I'm probably going to soon be running against him. But I agree with Trump for once. The fact is, John McCain is no hero of any kind. Donald Trump got it right. John McCain was a graduate of the Naval Academy, and when his country called on him to suppress democracy in a foreign land by obliterating innocent men, women, and children, John McCain flew 23 bombing missions over Vietnam, killing possibly tens of thousands of total strangers before he was shot down and held for 5.5 years as a prisoner of war. Poor deluded hierarchs think McCain is a hero for serving his country, which means he followed the orders of an idiot in a suit, and he slaughtered unarmed strangers who had done absolutely nothing to him. If blind obedience to orders to kill makes someone a hero, then the serial killer in the Son of Sam murders, who simply obeyed the orders to kill given to him by his dog, should have been given the ticker tape parade rather than a life sentence. 23 times John McCain hit a button to unleash bombs on people minding their own business in their own country. I remember 8 years ago when McCain ran for president against Obama. McCain tried to make it appear that Obama was close friends to former weatherman Bill Ayers, whose group detonated a bomb in the U.S. Capitol. In that bombing, no one was hurt. It seemed hypocritical to me that McCain, who dropped tons of bombs 23 times, criticized Bill Ayers' bombing of the U.S. Capitol, when Ayers courageously and thoughtfully opposed the illegal war in which McCain was a participant. At the time, I was inspired to write this poem. Bill Ayers was wrong for making a bomb, or so says John McCain, because women and children Bill never killed, dropping it from a plane. So why was John McCain a hero again? Oh yeah, he was held 5.5 years as a POW. But McCain killed thousands in his bombing runs. To contrast his situation with mine, I killed one guy and I've been held by an illegitimate rogue state for 24 years and counting. McCain killed thousands and served 5.5 years. I don't hear Senator John McCain, the lawmaker, proposing to revise his country's criminal codes to reduce killer sentences to 5.5 years. By all rights, that murderous maniac should still be in custody. Unabomber Ted Kaczynski killed a fraction of 1% of the number of people McCain blew to pieces, and he's buried in the basement at the Federal Super Duper Max at Colorado, while McCain pontificates his hierarch madness from the floor of the U.S. Senate. In a sane world, Ted Kaczynski and John McCain would trade places. Ever read Kaczynski's Industrial Society and Its Future? Awesome read. He spends a little too long in his critique of the over-socialized leftist, but it's still awesome. And I don't care how long you lock that monkey John McCain in a room, nothing nearly that profound would ever emerge from his random clacking on the computer keyboard. But let's lock him in there anyway, and let's stop calling war criminals heroes. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain 243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route number 728, Lucasville, Ohio 45699. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.